Hello and welcome to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. I am your host, Frank Castella Jr. I'm the president and CEO of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. And today on our show, we're going to have two spectacular guests. First, from the Yoga House, Amy Reed and Joyce San Pedro will be with us. They're the co-owners of the Yoga House. We will also have from CDPHP Chief Growth Officer Nick Kraft later on in the show. But before that, I want to tell you about some great upcoming events that we have happening at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. We are beginning November with some tremendous events, including our health and wellness series, which is still ongoing this upcoming Monday. We will have another part of that series, which will be at the Yoga House. And then we will also have at Plimpton Hills a ribbon cutting at their showroom November the 4th. On November the 5th, we'll have a CEO chat with the Hudson Valley Young Professional and CEO of Hudson Valley Credit Union, Jonathan Roberts. That's from 5 to 7 p.m. on November the 5th. We have a ribbon cutting for Waverly Pest Control on Thursday, November the 6th. On Friday, November the 7th, we have a Chamber Network present and refer another iteration of the Fall into Fitness program, ribbon cuttings, business after hours, Hudson Valley Young Professionals, fundraising event, a contact breakfast, and so much more. Find it all online on our website at dcrcoc.org. We have to take a quick break here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by the Yoga House. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this message from our sponsor.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News & World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me from the Yoga House, I have both co-owners, Amy Reed and Joyce San Pedro. Welcome to the show.
Great to be here. So happy to be here.
So tell us about the Yoga House. Our listeners, pretend they know nothing about what the Yoga House is. I think probably from the name, they can get the gist of it, but I don't think it really scratches the surfaces of everything that you do here in the Hudson Valley.
The Yoga House is an all-inclusive yoga studio that focuses on wellness. We offer yoga, Pilates, TRX, bar, meditation, and so much more. Our goal is to really provide services for everybody, and we mean that passionately. We have a diverse teaching staff and a diverse student body, all of whom come together to create a wonderful, wonderful community. We have locations in Kingston, Highland, and our newest location in Poughkeepsie. We're super excited about that grand opening.
So let's talk about those locations. Where are they located in those respective cities?
We are at 785 Broadway in Kingston, 1 Main Street in Highland, and 2623 South Road in Poughkeepsie, more commonly known as Route 9. We're located next to the new Crumble Cookie and also the new Dutchess Roots Cannabis Dispensary.
How convenient to be next to those two locations.
Absolutely.
Both members of the chamber, by the way. Great place to be. A convenient location right next to the new Foam and Wash Car Wash on Route 9. For those people who might not be all that familiar with those new plazas down in that location, it's just before you get to what people call the Marshalls Mall or the TJ Maxx Plaza, but it's across the street from there on Route 9. You want to check them out in Poughkeepsie at their new location. This is the Yoga House we're talking about. First, before we get into a little bit more detail about the Yoga House, I want you to tell our listeners, Amy and Joyce, how you ended up into this business.
Well, that's a funny story for me. I kind of came into yoga kicking and screaming, which is a little bit different than a lot of people. Some people are born into bliss. I was a little bit more of a, you know, aggressive athlete sort of personality. I practiced yoga very informally with my mom when I was younger, but it wasn't until I had two back-to-back concussions playing other athletic sports that I really needed to find something that would kind of help my body recover. A friend recommended yoga. I started doing it, and it was pretty fascinating how quickly I was able to recover some of my cognitive abilities that I had lost. And I really say, honestly, yoga was the thing that helped save my body and mind. And then from there, I just was hooked. And so I started practicing and practicing. And I've done so many teacher trainings now and so many different types of trainings. It's truly, it's a remarkable practice that has created a lot of wellness and health for me. And I just want to help offer that to other folks as well.
Yeah. And I hear this a lot from individuals that get addicted to it, number one, but it's also wonderful for the mind, body, and soul is the way it's always described to me. So what a great story. And Joyce, I'm going to turn it to you because I'm sure you have your own twist to this.
I do. I am the opposite of Amy. I am not athletically coordinated nor competitive team sports type of person. But I came to yoga because I needed to have something to calm me down. You know, road rage was a thing, definitely high am, definitely type A personality. And so I turned to yoga because I needed something to help me sleep, to just take life down a notch. And when I came to my first yoga class, it was on a vacation. It was surprising how it helped me connect to my body. It felt like it was something that I was physically able to do. And the ripple effect from there in improving my sleep and just noticing how I was reacting to things was just really remarkable. So once I came back from vacation, I just did the whole rabbit hole dive into all the yoga classes and everything that I could learn and everything I could practice. And then I wanted to teach yoga. And now all of a sudden, here we are years later, offering our classes and offering teachings throughout with our studios. So it's been interesting to see both how my practice has changed and how my practice has grown and how that's extended into the rest of my life.
And you just touched on all three of those things I mentioned, the mind, body, and soul, just in that little description of how you got into this. And I think in an age where people rely so heavily on medication to take care of ailments, maybe sleeping at night, maybe it's that high tension, hypertension, perhaps it's even ADHD. Here is a way that you can bring your stress levels down without using medication to level yourself out and give you a better quality of life, as opposed to going onto some of these drugs that have so many other side effects to them. Even using medicinal drugs have side effects. So here is a healthy way to do it and address those health needs. And let's dive into some of those classes. Obviously, we talked about yoga, but each one of these have different benefits. So I think we should break it down. Let's start out with the obvious, yoga, because that's what you're known for. Mm-hmm. And we'll go from there.
Okay, so yoga is the primary modality that we practice at the Yoga House. Yoga is a philosophy and lifestyle more than it's a physical exercise. It's a practice of creating connection and union between the breath, body, and mind. That's done through meditation, through physical practice, through attention to one's ethics and thought processes and self-study. But the principal tenet is non-harming or non-violence. And so we always try to find ways in the yoga practice to take care of ourselves, mind, body, and spirit, and to take care of others in our community at large. But there's a lot of different styles of yoga. There's practices that are more gentle. There's restorative practices, elongating yin practices, hatha practices. There's a lot of different modalities. There's also vinyasa, which is a creative flow or breath-linked flow-inspired type of yoga. There's a wide, wide breadth of yoga.
And ultimately, like to go back to what you were saying, Frank, it comes back to the breath. I mean, it's surprising how much we hold tension in our bodies and how we hold our breath without even realizing it when we're stressed. Through a yoga practice, you realize like the mind, body, and breath connection is vital. And when you start paying attention to how you move and to how you breathe, it has this ripple effect on how you move through life. So I think that that's another great way to have a practice that sustains and just can help you benefit in all the other ways that you don't even realize.
And what I think is really fascinating is some people come into it like me with a lot of high energy, and some people come into it like Joyce, a little bit more smoothly. But all of the practices, whether they're highly active or more gentle and slower paced, they all have the same benefit of creating that connection, which I think is really beautiful.
All right, so let's turn it to Barr.
Barr is a exercise or workout practice that's inspired by elements of Pilates, yoga, and ballet, along with functional training. So we're really excited that at our studios, we offer both traditional Barr classes. You'd think of having a ballet bar and doing certain functional movements at the ballet bar, but we also offer other modalities like floor bar, which is incorporating ballet elements into some core stability work. And so there's a lot of fluidity between some of the fusion classes we offer, yoga and bar, Pilates and bar, yoga and Pilates. All of those different modalities are really aimed to help folks become a little bit more connected and a little bit more embodied.
Yeah, mat Pilates is another offering that we have. And Pilates itself is a lot about strengthening the core, strengthening your powerhouse. And you don't even realize how important these muscles are. And it's very precise, specific movements that really help to strengthen you. So it's been a great addition to the wellness routine and another way that for folks to just kind of have that body connection and age well and feel good in their bodies.
And strength is such an interesting conversation. So we think about strength, it tends to be so superficial, right? Oh, I have this muscle tone, I have this six pack. But strength really comes from your internal muscles, that you have a structure that helps you breathe fully, your diaphragm is functioning well, that your front body and back body, all of this is strengthen and tone to help you breathe, to help you have better posture so that your lungs can expand and contract in with more mobility. And all of that plays into the various modalities that we offer.
And much like martial arts, a lot of it is mind as well.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, I think about martial arts and how much of they claim strength comes from the mind, and we all have seen it with individuals who are these tiny individuals that are able to break boards and break concrete blocks and bricks and so on.
We say yoga is a work in, not a workout. And we also say yoga is a lot more about flexibility of mind than flexibility of body. And I think that these two phrases really kind of speak to how important yoga is for the mind.
And we've touched on a lot of the things that you do, and there's so many more. I want to steer people to your website because I don't think we can possibly, in the short period of time that we have here, get to all of the services that you can provide, all the classes that you have that are absolutely terrific. But we're going to send them to the website so that way folks can explore on their own time. And the website is very easy to navigate, theyogahouseny.com. That's theyogahouseny.com. Or you can always find them on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce simply by visiting dcrcoc.org. Put in yoga. They're the first to come up. We just did it. And navigate right to their website. Find all the classes, sessions, locations, information. Of course, all the schedules and pricing are right on the website as well. All the teachers, staffing, events, and so on. Again, theyogahouseny.com. I'd imagine that you have consistent, constant classes going on at any point during the day, including being able to access it online, correct?
Absolutely. We have classes that start as early as 6:30 a.m. and will go up until 8 p.m. On any given day. Also, another offering that we have at our Poughkeepsie location are showers. So you can also stop in, do your class, take a shower before you head off to work, or maybe before you head home.
There's so much more to the Yoga House. Check them out online again. It's theyogahouseny.com. We're quickly running out of time, but I want to leave you both with parting thoughts on this and see if there's anything else that you'd like to add to the program today and let our listeners know about.
We would love for folks to come in and check out the studio. And as a special, we are still having our PK founding member special, which will offer $99 per month for the first 3 months of your membership. And we're offering that for a limited time. So please come check us out.
Again, theyogahouseny.com. Find them online. at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce website, dcrcoc.org. There's so much more than just yoga at the Yoga House, and I want to thank both Amy and Joyce for coming in and being with us here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. We have to take a quick break here on the show today, but when we come back, we're going to be joined by Nick Kraft from CDPHP. Hang in there. We'll be back right after this quick break.
Dad, where is he sending you?
Well, he sends all his patients to the same cardiology group.
Do you know anything about them?
Oh, honey, he's been my doctor for a long time. I trust his opinion.
Dad, I really think you should go to a heart specialist affiliated with a leading hospital.
Well, what do I say to him then?
You say, take me to Vassar.
Vassar Brothers Medical Center is recognized among the nation's highest performing hospitals for heart failure by U.S. News and World Report. Don't leave it to chance. Make it a choice. Learn more at takemetovassar.org.
And welcome back to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show here on iHeartRadio. Now in the studio with me, as promised, I have Nick Kraft. He's the Chief Growth Officer with CDPHP. Nick, welcome to the show.
Frank, it's wonderful to be here with you.
So, Nick, tell us about CDPHP. First of all, CDPHP, the acronym. What does it mean?
Yeah, and it's actually an important part of our story. So CDPHP stands for the Capital District Physicians Health Plan. It's a bit of a mouthful there, but we just celebrated our 40th year at CDPHP. We were founded in 1984 by 300 local doctors, and they were really committed to preserving independent practice in our region. And that stretches from the Capital District all the way down into the Hudson Valley, the Mid-Hudson Valley. And they saw an opportunity to really practice differently, to ensure that they were practicing the way that they wanted to and develop a health plan right alongside them. And so today we're still a physician-guided, mission-driven, strong, non-for-profit health plan with about 400,000 members. And growing. And so it's I think in this time, a day and age with everything going on, to have a health plan that's really committed to those most important decision makers, those doctors and their members, is refreshing. And
there's a whole lot to unpack there. Yeah. From the not-for-profit side of things, the quality of health, the focus on the individual and making sure people are getting the care that they need, and the pullout of other organizations here in the Hudson Valley that were providing coverage to us here in the region but have decided not to provide the coverage. Now, CDPHP putting a much larger push here in the Hudson Valley region, recognizing that there is a void that needs to be filled. Here's an opportunity to come in, provide a service that is so needed here in the Hudson Valley. And that's why we have you on the show today, Nick, to talk about the potential here in the Hudson River Valley, what it is that CDPHP offers that is so unique and different in the healthcare industry, as opposed to these organizations we're seeing disappear. I'm not going to name names, but we're seeing it all over.
Yeah, we all are. And it's unfortunately all too common in the healthcare industry, where we're seeing companies come in to communities and then pull out when they really need them. And so I think that's really important to have a trusted partner. CDPHP is the number one member satisfaction plan by J.D. Power 8 out of the last 9 years. They're number one in trust in the entire country. And they're the number one in effort. So how easy is it to do business with CDPHP? And we're really at a moment today in healthcare where there's an affordability crisis. There's an access crisis. It's difficult to figure out how to navigate through a really convoluted delivery system. And I think what CDPHP is trying to do is look at healthcare differently. Really try to think about how can we make healthcare more affordable, easier to use, and more accessible. So when I need to go see a doctor, I can do that virtually or in person. And this healthcare scene in the Hudson Valley has shifted, right? I remember I grew up in Ulster County across the river, and my primary care doctor at the time was an independent practitioner. The pharmacy that I went to was right next door. And when you needed a prescription, you went from Dr. Lieblich right on over to Paul, the pharmacist, and he gave you a Rolo. And what has changed since then is primary care doctor's practice has been bought and sold three different times. It's now part of Optum, which we know has huge problems there. The pharmacist became a part of Eckerd, which became a part of Rite Aid, which is now bankrupt and has closed and has put an alarming amount of people searching for getting their prescription drugs. And so I think we need some continuity within our delivery system. We need some people who are thinking about this differently and really tackling those systemic problems that have come through consolidation, right? And that could be consolidation within the health insurance industry. It could be consolidation within the hospital space and buying up practices. But I think what's good and what is really promising is that we're at an inflection point. And I think that, you know, we can sit back and ask the question over the last 10 years, since we've seen all this consolidation, 15 years plus, is your health better? Is your healthcare costs, have they gone down? Has the quality improved? And unfortunately, those answers are always no. And so what we're really trying to do is say, can we change the incentives and the alignments with the physicians? Can we take who CDPHP is, this proud physician-led health plan, and really partner with those important decision makers and the independent physicians to go upstream, try to get people healthier before they get sicker and they fall into, that really convoluted delivery system I was just talking about. I don't know where to go if I get diabetes or I have a cancer diagnosis. And so we look at ourselves as partners with our members, partners with our provider practices to really solve some of those deep and systemic issues within healthcare.
And that's such a different way to look at things. And you had just said a lot to unpack there. And one of the things that really resonated with me, and probably so with our listeners, is that CDPHP is your partner. And you're partnering with those health agencies or organizations or doctor's offices, individual physicians, to make sure that the quality and delivery of care is exactly what the patient needs. And that's patient-focused care from both sides. And we're not seeing that on, like you said, some of those conglomerates that have taken over, not to name any names, but it's all too common today. It's very difficult for independent practices to thrive and survive in this environment, although we are seeing some independents come back online because they just can't deal with the quagmire and the swamp, if you will, of the healthcare industry working for a big company like that. But having that partner and team of an organization like CDPHP who really does care about the patient and making sure they're doing the right thing, working with the physician helps keep that individual practitioner in their practice doing what they want to do.
Yeah.
Not focusing on the delivery of the business, but focusing on the delivery of care and the quality of care. So I want you to talk a little bit about that nonprofit model with CDPHP, how that makes it so different than what is traditional here in the States.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I agree with you completely. We are seeing a snapback. And I think that we almost needed a reminder that healthcare is local. Right, it's in your community. It's seeing your physician, and so that's the same with CDPHP. We're a local and nonprofit, and so what are we thinking about every single day is our members. It's how do we serve them? How do we support them? And it's not about the shareholders, right? That we don't have to bring value back to worry about how much our stock price has gone up on the street. It's really about how much we can be a part of your team to help a local business so that their members or their employees, our members, are thriving, right? That they're in at work, that we're working on issues together, that we're tackling, that we're really basically wrapping our arms around our members and taking a whole person approach to that. And I want to just mention one other thing, because you brought this up and it's really important. There is a web here, right? There is a phenomenal group of other nonprofits that CDPHP works with. And I think that's a problem often with for-profits is they want to build everything themselves rather than looking at the ones that have the boots on the ground that are doing the incredible work in the community, whether it's in Beacon or here in Poughkeepsie. They know this, their community, they know them. Our job is to partner with them and get out of the way and really rise the services up so that the members have access to them and that we're removing barriers for them. And I think that's a really important thing that local nonprofits can do much better than someone that's based out of state.
For our listeners who may be just tuning in here on iHeartRadio, you're listening to Nick Kraft. He's the Chief Growth Officer with CDPHP, Capital District Physicians Health Plan, is what was formerly known as, but now the acronym CDPHP, I think, is more widely known and branded here, especially in the Hudson Valley. And Nick, I want you to dive in a little bit more into the nuts and bolts and talk about some of the coverage that you do provide for individuals, offerings to businesses, and enabling businesses to now offer a good quality plan to their employees.
Yeah, absolutely. So just like any of the health plans that are out there, we offer the same services as anyone else, right? So both for a large group, fully insured, self-funded, small group coverage, individual coverage, we do all of that. And so I think that's really important. There's nothing that, that, you know, a national for-profit provides that CDPHP doesn't. So really at any stage of your business, or any stage in your life, CDPHP is able to cover you from birth on through the continuum of retirement. And so I think I appreciate that call out. You know, we really do have options for everyone, and we're available. And you can find out about us on cdphp.com. We're on all the social media. You can just call us and have a conversation. We have people local here in the Hudson Valley. And when you call us and we pick up the phone, it's local. Yeah. We have a local staff who's doing that as well.
So you took the words out of my mouth. I was going to say based in Latham, New York, but also having local offices here throughout the region.
Absolutely.
Making sure that you're providing that local care and that local service. And a perfect example of that, go to the website, cdphp.com. The first thing you're going to see are familiar faces, local business owners, local not-for-profit organizations here in our community that are taking advantage of these great plans that CDPHP offers here in our community. Some of the names that people will be familiar with: Maroney's Harley Davidson, that's a popular one. Elizabeth Cruz, and of course, as you scroll down through, Matt Harrison, know him well. Harrison Physical Therapy, really terrific provider here in our community, but also a user of CDPHP.
Yes.
Darcy McCourt, Rebuilding Together Hudson Valley, very involved in our organization, part of our not-for-profit committee here in our chamber, another familiar face. All right on the homepage of your website. Again, speaks to the hyper-local focus. And then the last graphic leads into the J.D. Power and Associates Award, which you already touched on, the number one in member satisfaction, which says an awful lot. There's so much more to unpack at CDPHP. I know we could talk for quite a long time. I think you did such an eloquent job in a short period that we have here on the show describing the services that you provide here in the community. But I want to give you the opportunity with some parting thoughts. If there's anything else you want to just relay to our listeners about the organization and the services that you provide, or anything else that you might have on your mind that you'd like to share with our listeners here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show.
No, Frank, it's been a pleasure, and the time really has gone quick, and I so appreciate the opportunity to be here with all of your listeners today. And the only thing I impart is, you know, please reach out to us, have a conversation with us. You know, certainly go on to cdphp.com. The campaign with all those local names that you just recognize is the There For You campaign. We're trying just to get people to understand that, you know, right from our own members and your community, the work that CDPHP is doing, 30,000 opportunities each year to support our members where they live, play, and I think that is something that I want to really come through. So please reach out, talk to us. We're in the community. We'll see you October 19th. We're going to be at the Hudson Valley Breast Cancer Walk, cdphp.com. Thank you so much, Frank.
Healthcare coverage, Medicare plans, and dental coverage, drug coverage, and pricing all right on their website, cdphp.com. Proud members of the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, also corporate supporters, not only of ours, but so many other not-for-profits, as you heard right here on the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show. To our listeners, I want to thank you for tuning in here on the show today. There's a lot more to unpack at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce, but find all the information about upcoming events, all of our members, information about those guests that we had on our show today right on our website at the Dutchess County Regional Chamber of Commerce. It's dcrcoc.org. Find out about upcoming events that are happening in and around the Hudson Valley, whether it's a chamber event or how you can get involved in our Dutchess County Regional Chamber and in our business community. Right online, dcrcoc.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Hudson Valley Business Scene Show, and we'll see you next time. Bye-bye.